I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Landslides and sinkholes caused by last week's quake in the Philippines block survivors from getting help today. Then, Christian TV helps to counteract isolation and suicide. We'll tell you where that's happening and how you can walk alongside the body of Christ. But we'll begin today in the Philippines, where relief aid is finally pouring in, but it's still not reaching everyone. More than 500,000 people were affected by last week's 6.9 magnitude quake in Cebu Province. A3's Herman Moldez says,
most of the responses are undergoing in San Emilio and Bogor, but there are churches up on the mountains in the villages, and they're not being reached because it's difficult to go there. Local pastors are ministering to them, praying with them, encouraging and supporting them.
Authorities set up a tent city in Bogo City to shelter thousands of earthquake-displaced families.
At the moment, still many aftershocks happening, so most of the people are not returning to their houses. Some have lost their houses, so they've been sleeping on the streets.
A3 equips and empowers Christian leaders throughout Asia and beyond. Partnering pastors work alongside the Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches to deliver help and hope to those in need.
Most of the time, this is an opportunity for people to start thinking about the relationship with God. The Philippines is a very religious country. It's predominantly Catholic. So it's an opportunity to really help them understand what the gospel means.
Pray for the coordination of aid deliveries so that people in remote locations can get the help they need. Next, global tech-savvy Gen Z is raising its voice around the world. Youth-led protests in Nepal toppled the nation's government in early September. Soon after came Gen Z protests in the Philippines, Madagascar, Peru, and now Morocco. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says that if God intervenes,
this is a generation that could hold people to account and ask for a government that takes care of their people.
She sees a parallel to the Arab Spring uprisings of the early 2010s.
Seems like they're using different reasons for the protests, but I think the essence there is the same.
Corruption is a common denominator in the countries where these protests are happening. Watch and pray that there won't be arbitrary crackdowns on young demonstrators.
It's an important thing that they're birthing is that they're aware of corruption. They're aware of injustice. But can it be channeled into something besides chaos or anarchy?
Pray for more than lives to be spared.
And what we're seeing in Gen Z is a spiritual reawakening. This is a really important time for Christians to be praying for God to use these disruptions of protests in people's lives to bring them to salvation in Jesus.
And finally, there's an unseen enemy claiming over 700,000 lives annually in suicide. In the Middle East and North Africa, where wars, instability, and uncertainty often deepen despair, the struggle is heavy, and it's vital to walk alongside those who struggle. Joe Willey from Sat7 says,
Sat7 has programs that will address suicide, disability, things that are at best really uncomfortable culturally, but often just ignored.
In many of these cultures, when someone feels doubt or fear, they're encouraged to turn to Islamic practice. And the concept of collective honor in an honor-shame culture can make vulnerability difficult. Left alone with inner struggles or external pressures, some lose hope. This is where the message of Jesus brings healing.
It's all rooted in the idea that every man, woman, or child is made in the image of God, and life is a gift, and God has purpose for each life.
Sat7 airs programs for those facing mental and emotional challenges.
It's the Christian worldview to say, wait, that even though there may be something that is difficult, it's desperate, maybe though there is a disability, there is still great hope in Christ and in God's plan.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.